There you are, nerd. I've been looking for you for the past hour. You said you'd have those notes to me in the morning. It's not like you to be skipping class anyway. What's the deal? You lose your glasses or something? Now that I find hard to believe. You're telling me that the biggest nerd of the year voluntarily skipped class? Plus, one of my friends told me they saw you leaving the building, so I know you were in there at some point today. Is someone trying to avoid me? I hope you haven't forgotten what happened last time we tried that, right, nerd? Exactly. Glad to see you understand our deal clearly. Do you at least have them with you now? Thanks. You'll owe me for the fact I had to trek halfway across the campus to get here, but we can worry about that later. What, no retort or dorky comeback for me? Just a shy acceptance? Something is wrong with you today, Bookworm. You want to tell me what's got you all gloomy? Nope, I'm not leaving until I know what's up. You're clearly upset about something, and if you're upset and not in class, that means someone isn't getting her notes. Oh, I guess I was right. Something is wrong, huh? Hey, it's okay, nerd. No need to cry. Look, can you please tell me what's going on with you? I don't particularly like seeing you like this. Why? Because if you're like this, you're not in class getting my notes. That's all. Thank you. So, what's up? Her? Really? Not a chance. You only have one bully, and it's me. I'm not gonna let some nobody like her get in the way of our agreement. What did she even say to you, anyway? You're usually not the type to let stuff get under your skin, considering you put up with me nearly every day. Wait, that asshole said what to you? That's going way too far. Was there anyone else around at the time she said this? I hope somebody stepped in to help. And nobody stepped in at all? Ugh. Seems most people in this school need to grow a spine, apparently. Look, what that bitch said about you isn't true. You're not ugly at all. Do you, like, want a hug or something? I feel like you could use something right now. This is actually kind of nice. Oh, I said nothing. Look, I'm a bully, but unlike the others, I bully people based on what actually matters. For example, if someone is bullying my nerd, I have to make sure they understand who they are messing with. I know I do tease you a lot, and sometimes I probably go a bit overboard, but I'd like to think that I keep it to just the kind of person you are and nothing related to your body or the way you look. That's a step too far, and clearly someone doesn't understand that. Don't worry, nerd. I'll deal with her as soon as we're done here. It's okay, don't worry. I just want to talk to her is all. Usually a few words are all I need anyway. As I said, nobody in this school has a spine, and they all crumble after just a few assertive statements. What do you mean, acting weird? Okay. Okay. Fine. Since you told me what's happening with you, I guess it's only fair I tell you to. You better not tell anyone else this, but I think you're a really cool person. Yeah, maybe I don't stick around just to ask you for notes. It might be because I actually kind of like you. You're just so cute when I tease you, and you're one of the few people in this school with the guts to actually come back at me. Well, smart comebacks anyway that can actually get a laugh out of me. So what if you are? Being bigger isn't the end of the world, you know. In fact, some people actually find bigger bodies beautiful. True, it can be for a lot of people, but I'm not most people. Quite the opposite, in fact. You're exactly my type, puppy. I mean, what's not to like? You're soft, good-looking, and your tummy's really cute. You're also so nice to hug. Do you mind if I hug you again? Yay, come here. Of course I would, puppy. I mean, I pretty much guard you already. There's a reason the other people on campus rarely bother you. Well, maybe it wasn't just because I'm your only bully, or so you could give me your notes or whatever. I just didn't like seeing you getting treated badly by all of them. A person like you deserves better. Of course you do, puppy. You're honestly an incredible person. You're smart, funny, very good looking, and you're actually really confident most of the time. You know what kind of person you are and you own it. It takes a lot of guts to do that, and I respect it a lot. That's true. It can definitely be hard to navigate life when people don't exactly like bigger people or nerds. But the way I see it, that's why you need someone like me to look out for you. What do you say? Would you mind if I stick around a bit closer in your life? Maybe this is a confession. Would you be opposed to that, puppy? Good. I wanted to do that for a while. You know, you're really adorable when you blush. You look just like a deer in headlights with your big wide-eyed stare. Of course I meant what I said. I know I can be a bit mean to you sometimes, but I hope you do realize that it's mostly just for fun. You could learn to grow a spine, though, when it comes to bullies like her. Right, that's probably one of the very few things I can actually help you learn, you little bookworm. With me by your side, they won't even try to talk bad about you. Don't worry. And if they do, let's just say they'll learn very soon what a mistake that is. Ouch! That's true, though. I suppose you could help me properly in class now. I don't want you to feel like I'm using you, though. From now on, I won't expect any notes from you unless you want to give them to me, okay? I'm glad you still want to. I'm not gonna lie, I still kind of need them if I want to pass this year. Feels nice to drop the whole bully act for a bit, though. Not to say I don't enjoy it, but it can be tiring to keep everyone in place sometimes. Maybe we could meet up after school someday? That way I can just be myself around you. I'd like you to see the true me outside of college. Oh, that's a good idea. That place is really good. I've been there before with a few friends. It's settled then. You, me, at that cafe after class tomorrow. Oh, does someone want a kiss before we go back to class? Of course, puppy. Come here. Now be a good puppy and hold my hand while we walk to class. I can't have my little bookworm missing your all-important classes.